Recording live from San Francisco, California. This is Go Filipino. Kumusta? Welcome to Go Filipino. Let's learn Tagalog with me, Chris Andres. By the time you hear this episode, this podcast has turned 2 years old. I am very, very thankful to everyone who has listened to this little hobby of mine. Since its creation, Go Filipino has over 110,000 downloads across 42 episodes, with over 6,000 followers on Spotify and countless more on other platforms. What started as a passion project has become my life's mission to make the Tagalog language easy to learn for non-speakers. Again, maraming salamat sa inyong lahat. One way to appreciate Filipino culture is by listening to music, and lately I've been doing just that. Perhaps it's the homesickness, who knows? And I'm not just talking about Tagalog songs, but there has been this growing regional music industry in many parts of the Philippines. Like in Samar Province and Zamboanga City, for instance, that have their song competitions wherein the entries are sung in native Waray and Chavacano languages, respectively. There's also OBM, or Original Bangsamoro Music, which originated in Cotabato City, as well as Budots, an indigenous electronic dance music genre from Davao City. And finally, we have Vispop, arguably the most popular regional music in the country, featuring songs that are sung in the Cebuano language. This got me thinking, wouldn't it be awesome if we produce a national song competition, with each region in the Philippines submitting their entry and the people get to vote for their favorite, much like Eurovision? Imagine an event that aims to unite the whole country through our love for music. That would be a delight. Anyway, this episode continues with our lesson about verbal aspects in the Tagalog language, focusing on how damag, actor-focused verbs, change its form depending on whether the action already happened, is currently happening, or is anticipated to happen, among other cases. Please keep on listening, subscribing, and leaving 5-star reviews wherever you listen to this podcast. If your podcast listening platform does not feature reviews, like Spotify, please head on over to podchaser.com. That's podchaser.com. Search for Go Filipino and post a 5-star review. The more 5-star reviews, the more often this podcast is recommended to prospective listeners. Here is a 5-star review posted on Apple Podcast by Shiva Malia 999. Excellent Tagalog lessons. I find them super helpful so that the next time I visit the Philippines, I can converse with my family. The way you break down sentences, the pronunciations, and the context of the conversation makes it easy to understand and practice. Maraming salamat. Here is another 5-star review posted on Apple Podcast, this time by Dobit. I'm from Indonesia, trying to learn Tagalog from my friends in the Philippines, but I want to improve more with your podcast. So please, don't stop making content about the Filipino language. You're doing great. But is there such a thing as Tagalog slang? If yes, would you make it as a next podcast topic? Well, Dobit, first of all, terima kasih telah mendengarkan podcast saya. I hope I got that right. Regarding your question, I've been posting some Tagalog slang words on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under Go Filipino Pod. But I will consider recording a lesson on Tagalog slang sometime in the future. Stick around at the end of this episode for a preview of a new podcast called Kakayanin, Filipino Success Stories, hosted by Joey, who is a good friend of mine. And who knows, perhaps someone you know might guest in one of his future episodes. Alright, it's time to grab your pen and paper. We will continue our lesson about the verbal aspects in the Tagalog language after this break. Welcome back to Go Filipino. Let's continue our lesson about verbal aspects in the Tagalog language. This time, we will focus on how to turn the mag, actor-focused verbs, into different verbal aspects. To review, we have 5 verbal aspects in this course. Namely, number 1, the infinitive aspect verb, which is the basis for all Tagalog verbs. It is our version of the 2 verbs like to run or to hide. Number 2, the completed aspect verb, which expresses actions that happened and already accomplished. Number 3, the progressive aspect verb, which expresses actions that are currently happening and have yet to be accomplished, as well as habitual actions in focus form. Number 4, the contemplative aspect verb, which expresses actions that have yet to happen but anticipated. And finally, number 5, the recently completed aspect verb, which expresses actions that have just accomplished before the time of speaking, as well as habitual actions in locative form. Since this aspect follows the same pattern, regardless of the verb affix, you can listen back to lesson 42 about how recently completed aspect verbs are created. There is also the 6th verbal aspect called the occasional verbal aspects, which will be available exclusively on the Patreon version of this episode. Let's proceed with the mag infinitive aspect verb, which is created by adding the mag prefix. We have learned about the mag prefix on lesson 34, which is about actor focus verbs. For example, magluto ka ng hapunan. Magluto ka ng hapunan. Magluto ka ng hapunan. It is a command that means cook the dinner. Word for word, it's magluto ka ng hapunan. Magluto ka ng hapunan. Magluto ka ng hapunan. The first word is magluto. 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 Magluto is spelled as M-A-G-L-U-T-O. Note the glottal stop at the end. It is a command to cook. Magluto comes from the root word luto. Luto. Luto, which means a cuisine or a method of cooking. And then we add the mag prefix to become an actor focus verb in the infinitive aspect. The next word is ka. 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 Ka is spelled as K. A. It means you in focus form. You are tasked to cook something, but what is it? The answer is introduced by the complement phrase, starting with nang. 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 Nang is spelled as NG. It is an object marker that introduces what you are supposed to cook. And that is hapunan. 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 Hapunan is spelled as H-A-P-U-N-A-N. It means dinner, the direct object of this sentence. Another example, mag-usap muna tayo. Mag-usap muna tayo. Mag-usap muna tayo. It is a command that means let's talk first or let's talk for a while. Word for word, it's mag-usap muna tayo. Mag-usap muna tayo. Mag-usap muna tayo. The first word is mag-usap. 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 Mag-usap is spelled as MAG-USAP. It is a command to talk with someone. Mag-usap comes from the root word usap. 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 Which means a discussion. And then we add the mag prefix to become an actor focus verb in the infinitive aspect. A hyphen is added after the mag prefix because the root word begins with a vowel. The next word is muna. 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 Muna is spelled as M-U-N-A. In this context, muna is a transient particle which expresses an action that happened temporarily or happened before performing another action. It closely translates to for a while or in the meantime or for the time being. And the last word in this sentence is tayo. 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 Tayo is spelled as T-A-Y-O. It means we, including you, in focus form. We will continue our lesson about the mag verbal aspects after this break. We're back at Go Filipino. To create a mag completed aspect verb, we add the nag prefix instead. Nag is spelled as N-A-G. For example, nagluto ang kapitbahay namin ng sinigang. Nagluto ang kapitbahay namin ng sinigang. Nagluto ang kapitbahay namin ng sinigang. It means our neighbor cooked sinigang. Word for word it's nagluto ang kapitbahay namin ng sinigang. Nagluto ang kapitbahay namin ng sinigang. Nagluto ang kapitbahay namin ng sinigang. The first word is nagluto. 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 Nagluto is spelled as N-A-G-L-U-T-O. Note the glottal stop at the end. It means cooked. The act of cooking has happened. Nagluto comes from the root word luto. And then we add the nag prefix to become an actor focus verb in the completed aspect. The next word is ang. 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 Ang is spelled as A-N-G. It is the focus marker that introduces the main topic of this sentence. And that is kapitbahay. 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 Kapitbahay is spelled as K-A-P-I-T-B-A-H-A-Y. It means neighbor, the person who performed the act of cooking and the focus of this sentence. But whose neighbor is it? The answer is introduced by the next word, namin. 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 Namin is spelled as N-A-M-I-N. It means our, but not yours. A possessive pronoun. Kapitbahay namin means our neighbor, but not your neighbor. So what did the neighbor cook? The answer is introduced by the complement phrase, starting with nang, which is spelled as ng. It is an object marker that introduces what the neighbor cooked. And that is sinigang. 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 Sinigang is spelled as S-I-N-I-G-A-N-G. It is a Filipino dish that features meat or seafood mixed with vegetables in a sour broth, usually tamarind base. Yum! Another example, nag-usap sila buong maghapon. Nag-usap sila buong maghapon. Nag-usap sila buong maghapon. It means they talked the whole day, or they talked all day long, or they talked throughout the day. Word for word it's nag-usap sila buong maghapon. Nag-usap sila buong maghapon. Nag-usap sila buong maghapon. The first word is nag-usap. 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 Nag-usap is spelled as N-A-G hyphen U S A P. It means discussed. The act of talking between two people has happened. Nag-usap comes from the root word usap. And then we add the nag prefix to become an actor focus verb in the completed aspect. A hyphen is added after the nag prefix because the root word begins with a vowel. The next word is sila. 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 Sila is spelled as S-I-L-A. It means they in focus form. Up next we have buong. 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 Buong is spelled as B U O N G. It is an adjective that consists of the root word buo. 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 Which means whole. And the ng linker to connect the root word to its corresponding noun. And that is maghapon. 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 Maghapon is spelled as M-A-G-H-A-P-O-N. It means all day long. The length of time from morning to afternoon. It is the opposite of magdamag. Magdamag. Magdamag, which is spelled as M-A-G-D-A-M-A-G, which means all night long. More about the mag verbal aspects after this break. Welcome back to Go Filipino. To create a mag progressive aspect verb, we reduplicate the first consonant and the first vowel of the root word before adding the nag prefix. For example, nagluluto palagi si Jack ng itlog. Nagluluto palagi si Jack ng itlog. Nagluluto palagi si Jack ng itlog. It means Jack always cooks an egg. Word for word, it's nagluluto palagi si Jack ng itlog. Nagluluto palagi si Jack ng itlog. Nagluluto palagi si Jack ng itlog. The first word is nagluluto. 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 Nagluluto is spelled as N-A-G-L-U-L-U-T-O. In this context, it means habitually cooking in focus form. Nagluluto comes from the root word luto. And then we reduplicate its first consonant, which is L, and its first vowel, which is U, before adding the nag prefix to become an actor focus verb in the progressive aspect. The next word is palagi. 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 Palagi is spelled as P A L A G I. It means always, the frequency of the act of cooking. Ideally, frequency indicators like palagi are placed after the verb, but it can also be placed after the actor or the direct object. The next word is si. 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 Si is spelled as S-I. It is the focus name marker, which introduces the name of the person who habitually performed the act of cooking and happens to be the main topic of the sentence. That person is Jack. So what dish is Jack currently cooking? The answer is introduced by the complement phrase, starting with ng, which is spelled as ng. It is an object marker that introduces what Jack is cooking. And that is itlog. 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 Itlog is spelled as I T L O G. It means egg, the direct object of this sentence. Another example, nag-uusap pa kami. Nag-uusap pa kami. Nag-uusap pa kami. It means we are still talking. The we in this sentence refers to the speaker and a third person, not the recipient of the statement. Word for word, it's nag-uusap pa kami. Nag-uusap pa kami. Nag-uusap pa kami. The first word is nag-uusap. 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 Nag-uusap is spelled as N-A-G hyphen U-U-S. A. P. It means currently talking. The action is happening as we speak. Nag-uusap comes from the root word usap, and then we only reduplicate the first vowel, since the root word does not begin with a consonant, before adding the nag prefix to become an actor focus verb in the progressive aspect. a hyphen is added after the nag prefix because the root word begins with a vowel. The next word is pa. 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 Pa is spelled as P-A. In this context, it is a continuation particle, which means the action is running for an extended period of time. But the end of that action is anticipated. Its closest English translation is still. And the last word is kami. 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 Kami is spelled as K-A-M-I. It means we, except you in focus form. Some Tagalog speakers would relax the last I in kami so it becomes kame. 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 Nevertheless, it is still spelled as K-A-M-I. We will learn more about the mag verbal aspects after this break. We're back at Go Filipino. To create a mag contemplative aspect verb, we also reduplicate the first consonant and the first vowel of the root word. But instead of adding the nag prefix, we add the mag prefix. For example, magluluto pa lamang ako. Magluluto pa lamang ako. Magluluto pa lamang ako. It means, I am just about to cook. Word for word, it's magluluto pa lamang ako. Magluluto pa lamang ako. Magluluto pa lamang ako. The first word is magluluto. 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 Magluluto is spelled as M-A-G-L-U-L-U-T-O. It means will cook or to cook soon. The act of cooking has yet to happen, but it is anticipated. Magluluto comes from the root word luto. And then, we reduplicate the first consonant and the first vowel of the root word before adding the mag prefix to become an actor focus verb in the contemplative aspect. The next word is pa, which is spelled as P-A. In this context, pa serves as a future event particle, meaning the action will happen soon. The next word is lamang. 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 Lamang is spelled as L-A-M-A-N-G. In this context, lamang means a moment ago. This means that the contemplative aspect of cooking has just ended and is about to transition into the progressive aspect. The phrase palamang can be translated as just about to, and it can be shortened into palang. Palang. Palang, which is two words. Up next we have ako. 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 Ako is spelled as A-K-O. It means I in focus form. Another example, mag-uusap ba sina Grace at Kelly? Mag-uusap ba sina Grace at Kelly? Mag-uusap ba sina Grace at Kelly? It means, are Grace and Kelly going to talk? Word for word, it's mag-uusap, ba, sina, Grace, at Kelly. Mag-uusap, ba, sina, Grace, at Kelly. Mag-uusap, ba, sina, Grace, at Kelly. The first word is mag-uusap. 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 Mag-uusap is spelled as M-A-G hyphen U-U-S-A-P. It means we'll talk or to talk soon. The act of talking between two people has yet to happen, but it is anticipated. Mag-uusap comes from the root word usap, and then we reduplicate the first vowel, since the root word does not begin with a consonant, before adding the mag prefix to become an actor focus verb in the contemplative aspect. A hyphen is added after the mag prefix because the root word begins with a vowel. The next word is ba. 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 Ba is spelled as B, A. It is a question particle which turns any sentence into a query. And the next word is sina. 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 Sina is spelled as S-I-N-A. It is the plural names focus marker, which introduces the names of people who happen to be the main topic of this sentence. These people are named Grace at Kelly, with at, which is spelled as A-T, connecting the two names. At means end. We will be right back after this break. Hey guys, one way to keep this podcast running is by subscribing to my Patreon. Subscribe for $5 a month and you get early access to newly published lessons, along with loads of exclusive content in a bonus presentation at the end of each month. A big shout out to our current $5 patrons: Ollie Crouch, Caroline Jane Walsh, Isaac Buwan, Paulo de Armas, Jay Springy, Craig Putz, Gladys Trinidad, Elaine, Christian De Malanta, Brian, Melinda O'Connor, Alex, Chris with a CH, Alexander Ong, Ninya Leh, Kirsty, Roger Schachtel, Steph, Natasha Esguerra, Teresa Salud, John Bailey, Austin Oscar, Bruno Leeds, and Shane. Thank you so much for making this podcast possible. You too can subscribe to my Patreon. That's patreon.com/GoFilipinoPod and enjoy exclusive perks. And now, back to our lesson. Welcome back to Go Filipino. Let's recap what we have learned. The mag actor focus verbs have its own set of rules in creating verbal aspects. For infinitive verbs, the mag prefix is added to the root word. For completed verbs, the nag prefix is added to the root word instead. For progressive verbs, the first consonant and the first vowel of the root word are reduplicated before adding the nag prefix. And for contemplative verbs, the first consonant and the first vowel of the root word are reduplicated before adding the mag prefix. Don't forget to share this podcast with a friend or family member who might want to learn more about Tagalog, one of the most beautiful languages in Asia. I leave you now with a Tagalog proverb. Magandang pamintana, masamang pangkusina. Magandang pamintana, masamang pangkusina. Magandang pamintana, masamang pangkusina. It means what is good for the window is not good for the kitchen. Good looks should not be the main criterion in finding a spouse. What matters most is whether he or she can provide stability, both emotionally and financially, for the future family. Word for word it's magandang pamintana masamang pangkusina. Magandang pamintana masamang pangkusina. Magandang pamintana masamang pangkusina. Again, magandang pamintana, masamang pangkusina. Stick around at the end of this episode for a preview of a new podcast called Kakayanin, Filipino Success Stories, hosted by Joey. Available wherever you listen to podcasts. Until next time, paalam! Bye-bye!
This has been Go Filipino. Let's learn Tagalog with me, Chris Andres. For inquiries, email me at gofilipinopod@gmail.com. Special thanks to Kevin MacLeod for the theme song, Rainbows.
First day namin, naka 70,000 kami agad. Parang hindi ko na-expect, nagulat ako. Tapos.
Everyone is meant for bigger things in life. The world is filled with people wanting to make a difference. Some of us are already living the dream. Meron din mga gumigising pa lamang. But whatever path you are on, this podcast is for you. Every episode, we hear stories of remarkable Filipinos creating impression in the Philippines and abroad. From budding entrepreneurs to established leaders and professionals, ating pakinggan ang kanilang kwento. Welcome to my podcast. I'm Joey, and this is Kakayanin, Filipino Success Stories. Hey, how's it going, everyone? I'm super excited to introduce to you my next guest because of her innovative thinking for her products. Her business, called Mayumi Organics, intends to, listen to this, change the way people take a shower or clean themselves. She's a purveyor of zero-waste personal care products, and these have catapulted her business to admirable levels. So, here to attest na lahat ay kakayanin, Angelica Tronco. Hi, Angelica.
Hi, Joey. It's been a while.
I know, right? It's insane, the growth of your business. Because I just want to share to everyone, Angelica and I, we're colleagues from years ago, and ever since I left, I followed her business. At nakakatuwa yung development. I witnessed the growth from nung maliit pa lang ang shop mo, and you were just selling to people that you know. So let's talk about your beginnings. Mayumi Organics, saan nagsimula lahat ng ito?
Actually, yung nag-start yung Mayumi Organics nung 2013. Nung bago pa lang nag-start yon, I lost my work kasi napilitan na ako magbantay ng baby ko kasi nawala ng yaya. And then after a while, nag-enjoy ako sa, of course, yung work natin sa BPO, baliktad yung buhay natin, di ba? So nag-enjoy ako ng buhay housewife for a while, and then after a while, nabobore na ako kasi walang income, nasa bahay ka lang. And then, meron akong interest sa personal care, dormant interest. Binalikan ko lang yon. Tapos, nung una, nagre-resell lang ako. And then, hindi siya nag-work eh. So, I started making my own. Tapos, doon siya nag-click. Tapos, the often question that I receive is, paano ko na-start or how did I come up with the brand? Sabi ko, I just wanted a brand na madaling tandaan, adjective, very Filipino. Yun. And then, ang swerte ko kasi available yung Mayumi Organics and then I registered it. Mm-hmm. Na. May Mayumi Organics na.
Okay. Mayumi Organics' focus is personal care products. So, bakit ito yung business na naisipan mong pasukin?
Yung una kasi, gusto ko ng something na kaya kong gawin sa bahay. Yung
okay.
Ma-enjoy ko yung best of both worlds. Pwede ako maging mommy. Tapos, hindi siya mahirap ibenta kasi essential siya eh. Lagi siya ginagamit ng mga tao.
Mm.
But then, it goes to the second question din na why would people choose you? So, yeah. Parang yung unique selling proposition namin, nagsimula ako dun sa organic and natural products. But then, the problem that time was yung presyo. Mahal ang organic and natural products dito. So, when I started developing them, nahihirapan din ako magbenta. So, nag-pivot ulit ako. Ulit ako sa zero waste products like yung mga zero waste shampoo bars, conditioner bars. Tapos, noong 2013 ako nag-start, pero 2018 nag-take off yung business. Doon talaga ako nakilala sa mga zero waste products.
Gusto ko na ngayon pag-usapan natin yan. Like, what made you decide na mag-zero, complete, like, zero waste ang branding mo? Saan ang galing yun? Yung inspiration to do that and the purpose behind it?
Kasi nung wala pa ako sa zero waste, napansin ko na kaagad yung problem. Mm-hmm. Napansin ko kaagad yung pagka kukuha kami ng mga packaging, talagang it takes up space.
Yeah.
Tapos, every time nagagamit ka ng mga product, tatapon mo lang lagi yung mga bote, di ba? So parang, sabi ko, sayang. Tapos minsan, ang gaganda pa ng mga bote. Eh since, hindi naman ako kumukuha by the bulk, like yung sobrang by the thousands, so ramdam na ramdam ko yung price ng mga packaging. So sabi ko, sayang, para ako nagtatamon talaga ng pera. So, yun yung isang naging reason kung bakit ako nag-zero waste. Tapos, na-inspire din ako sa isang popular brand, yung Lush. Kasi zero waste sila, di ba? So, every time you pass by a Lush store, ang bango. Tapos, colorful, di ba? So, sabi ko, why not na gumawa ako ng something na gano'n na local? Kasi yung price points din nila, hindi na-afford ng middle class, hindi na-afford ng basta kung sino lang. So, I started making yung mga products na yung ma-afford natin dito sa Pilipinas.
Yeah, alam mo, totoo yan. You mentioned Lush, and every time I pass by Lush stores here in our area, I tend to commend the smell. I just can't help but notice it anyway. So, let's see. Well, from what I understand, you do trade shows, di ba?
Yes. Yes.
So, ganyan din ba reaction ng mga tao sa products mo? Like, do you find that they help bring people to your booth?
Actually, yes. Naging ano namin siya, naging parang signature namin. And we were always compared sa Lush.
Okay.
Parang Lush, ganyan, parang ano. So, owner na, parang na pa-follow ko yung inspiration na gusto ko ma-achieve dun sa products. Tapos, kahit ako eh, personally, parang lagi sinasabi sa akin, ang bango mo. Kasi parang, I'm always around the products eh. So, napupunta sa clothes ko yung mga smell. So, lagi sinasabi, sound is not good.
I bet. So, Mayumi Organics, parang ang naging ano mo ngayon is you're like the local Lush pag sa mga, yes, sa mga ano, store. And you also have a physical store now, di ba?
Yeah, by the grace of God, we are still existing this 2021.
Oh my goodness, despite the pandemic, ha? Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. Nung nag-start ako nung 2017 kasi nagkaroon ako ng big break. I was able to accept an order na 21,000 pieces for ASEAN delegates.
Wow.
21,000 pieces.
Lucky
I had to finish that order in 1 month, ah.
Na
that time very challenging and very ang ganda ng story nun kasi nung 2017 pa-quit na ako nun eh. Parang ayoko na kasi yung son ko kasi autistic siya. Tapos in-enroll ko siya sa school na mainstreaming. So I had to be out inside also the classroom with him.
Classroom.
So yeah. So wala na akong time para magbantay ng business ko, magtutok sa business ko. Lahat ng oras ko kinakain nung sa school ng anak ko. So sabi ko, siguro sasara ko na kasi wala na akong sales. Ganyan. And then, all of a sudden, biglang may nag-contact sa akin na ano, o order na, ng ano, ng 21,000 pieces. Nagulat ako. Nagulat talaga ako.
Did you think na parang nagloloko ka lang yan?
Yeah. Yeah. Kala ko, kasi I'm used to getting orders na siguro marami na yung 1,000 pieces eh. Kasi handcrafted nga, di ba?
Yeah.
So, but still, hindi ko pa rin, kumbaga, I treated it seriously. Mm-hmm. Parang, hindi, kunwari, ano, hindi ako makapaniwala. Parang, sige, no reaction lang, parang normal lang. Mm-hmm. Tapos, totoo pala. And then, alam mo ba, meron akong table cutter and meron akong equipment na abang for mass production that big.
Okay.
Na hindi ko pa nagagamit. Kasi parang, I'm setting my sights on someday meron ako matatanggap na big order. Tapos magagamit
mo siya. Yeah.
Yes. Oo. Pero nung time na nakuha ko siya, pa-quit na ako eh. Parang parang ano, it's as if the universe is telling me don't quit. Ito yung order.
Wow.
Ayan. So that was like siguro umabot yung order ng 1.5 million.
Wow.
Umiyak na ako sa sobrang pagod noon. Parang talagang nung time na yun yung say yes first, figure it out later.